Mexican Border State Police HQ Attacked with Grenades Near El Paso. By Robert Arce on April 5, 2019. The State Security Commission, CES, announced the arrest of two individuals suspected of carrying out a grenade and rifle attack on a state police facility in Juarez Wednesday. The incident left one officer wounded with non-life-threatening injuries after being struck by gunfire. A group of cartel gunmen sprayed rifle fire and tossed two fragmentation grenades at the government installation which houses the command staff of the State Police Commission at approximately 12:50 a.m. on Wednesday morning, according to local reports. The attack triggered a joint police and military operation to locate and capture the gunmen. A short time later, security elements stopped a Ford vehicle with a Texas license plate and subsequently arrested both occupants later identified as Javier H. R. and Anna G. C., both 19. A search of their vehicle reportedly produced a 9mm pistol. Both were later turned over to the custody of State Attorney General's office. Police also recovered an abandoned Chevrolet in Colonia Ixipitromo. The vehicle was reported stolen is also believed used during the attack. A total of 9 9mm rounds of ammunition were found inside the vehicle. Investigators at the police station recovered at least 80 spent shell casings and military bomb techs were summoned to collect the two fragmentation grenades that failed to detonate, according to Commander Amikler Chavez Alarcon, chief of the state police assigned to the installation. The attack is supposedly related to a threatening narco banner displayed on Tuesday night near a baseball field, according to local reports. The message made direct threats against Comandante Amikler Chavez Alarcon, accusing him of working for the Juarez cartel and presumably signed by El Chapulín of the Gente Nueva of the Sinaloa cartel. Breitbart law enforcement sources also indicated that the Nuevo Cartel de Juarez is making similar threats against local police. Robert Arce is a retired Phoenix police detective with extensive experience working Mexican organized crime and street gangs. Arce has worked in the Balkans, Iraq, Haiti, and recently completed a 3-year assignment in Monterrey, Mexico, working out of the consulate for the United States Department of State, International Narcotics, and Law Enforcement Program, where he was the regional program manager for Northeast Mexico, Coahuila, Tamaulipas, Nuevo León, Durango, San Luis Potosí, Zacatecas. You can follow him on Twitter. He can be reached at robertrarce@gmail.com.